This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here at Carletonville High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. She'll be producing this doubleheader of Carletonville Holiday Tournament Basketball here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Staunton on the road, red uniforms trimmed out in the white and the black. Wood River in the home, white uniforms trimmed out in the maroon and the yellow. It'll be Booth to jump for Staunton. Merritt for the Oilers, and the tap will be controlled by Wood River, and they will get it to start. Staunton comes out on that 3-2 zone piece. You've got Kinder at the point of it at the top, Ray and McCullough on the wings, and then down on the blocks, you've got Goss and Booth. Ethan Booth. He is quite the force for Staunton this year. Scored 23 points in their win yesterday. And when you've just looked at the box scores this year, he has had some big efforts here in the early part of the season. That pass is tipped out of play. It'll stay with Wood River. 31 seconds gone by opening quarter. Oilers will throw it in sideline deep corner. Allen, top of the key between the circles. It goes to Antonio Harden. He leaves it off for Spencer Sladen. Bounces out near the volleyball spike line. Works left side, leaves it for Harden. He'll pull up from 18, left it short. Rebound down to Kinder for the Dogs. Staunton has the basketball for the first time. Into the hands of Devin Ray, between his legs in the backcourt. Across the timeline he comes. Into the hands of McCullough. Top of the key, keeps the bounce alive on the right wing with Ray now. Devin Ray tried to feed the post down to Booth, forced it and turned it over. Here come the Oilers. Jake Wells, coast to coast, off the window too strong. Gets his miss, left it short, and it's cleared out of there by Ethan Booth. Off to Devin Ray. Just underway, first quarter, 6:45 for the opening quarter of play. No score, Staunton and Wood River. Booth, dribble handoff to Kinder. Brent turns the corner, lost it, stripped on the way up. Second Staunton turnover. The Oilers on the fly with Harden, attacks too strong off the window, and the rebound down to Staunton. Wood River has missed two point-blank opportunities here in the early going. Goss, straight on three, banked it in. Frank Goss uses glass from straight on and has Staunton on the board. Didn't call it, but they're going to count it nonetheless. That pass is tipped out front by Devin Ray, and then he is fouled as he crosses midcourt. First turnover on Wood River leads to the first foul on Wood River, and they will get the personal on Antonio Harden. Staunton ball, front court sideline in front of the stage here at Carletonville. In the right corner it goes to Booth. Feeds the block down to Goss. The bounce pass, Frank spins middle and draws the foul. Two free throws for Frank Goss. Second team foul on Wood River, and they will get Jake Wells on the personal. 6:10, first quarter, Staunton leading Wood River 3-0. Free throw is good for Frank Goss. So Frank has all four of Staunton's points, a three ball and now a free throw. And his second toss is off the mark to the right, no good, but Booth comes across the lane, corrals the rebound, and Staunton has another possession. On the right wing with Kinder, down on the block to Booth. He's going to fire a 17-footer, yes, for Ethan Booth. All started with the work on the offensive glass. He was on the left block, went all the way over to the right block to get that rebound off the missed free throw, then eventually knocks down the 17-foot baseline jump shot. 6-0 Staunton, a trap out in your midcourt, and Steve Flowers needs a timeout. 5:48 for the first quarter. Good start for Staunton. The Bulldogs lead Wood River 6-0. We'll come back to the Carletonville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Wood River turns it over. McCullough heads the other way, misses the finger roll from straight on. Booth comes in, secures the rebound, and draws the foul. So a Staunton ball, baseline out of bounds, then miscommunications on the baseline. They ran a lob play middle of the lane for Booth, but he wasn't home. Now the Oilers head the other way. They lose it out of bounds. Hot potato right now for Wood River and Staunton. 5.5 minutes, first quarter, Bulldogs leading 6-0. Three turnovers early on Wood River, three on Staunton as well. Oilers have three team fouls, none committed by Staunton. Goss feeds it down to Kinder. Good position off the window. It's good for Brent Kinder. Staunton taking their time and getting what they want when they want it on the offensive end of the floor. Out front with Slayton. Left wing, deep three for Wells is off the mark, no good. One and done are the Oilers as Booth clears the board. Off to McCullough. Pass in the front court to Goss. Frank puts it on the deck, right block, spins, lost the handle, able to tap it out to McCollum, into the hands of Kinder, right back to Kyle. Here's Devin Ray on the wing with Frank Goss, between the circles to McCollum. Ethan Booth has it now on the right wing. Here's McCollum, left side of the key. He tried to make a play down to Booth, ill-advised, turned over, nowhere to go there, fourth Staunton turnover. Here come the Oilers on the attack. Spencer Sladen gets to the left baseline, draws the foul. First foul on Staunton, comes at the 4:38 mark of the opening quarter. They'll get Devin Ray on the personal. Baseline out of bounds for Wood River, and Oiler at each corner of the lane. Sladen looking, bounce pass into Ahmad Allen, left block, kicks it out top of the key to Harden. Way out on the left wing to Jake Wills. He'll bring it out beyond the volleyball spike line and work back left side now. He's cut off there by Ray. Wants to go back to that baseline, cut off by Kinder. He's going to be blocked by Goss. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Wood River. Good rotation from the Bulldogs that time on that baseline. 4:22, first quarter, 8-0, Staunton leading. Wood River ball, baseline out of bounds, front court. Then it goes to Merritt. Fakes the handoff, works into the middle of the lane, rises up, left it short as Goss contested that nicely. Rebound down to Booth. Devin Ray checks the bench and tie locks for the play call. Ray across the timeline, puts it between his legs, works left, now comes back right. Bounce pass right at the foot of Kidder. That was a bad pass from Devin Ray. Picked up off the floor by Ahmad Allen. He leaves it back for Wells. That's a deep three, and he canned it. 3 feet beyond the line, didn't matter. Jake Wells has Wood River on the board halfway through the opening quarter. 8-3 Staunton, 3:45 for quarter number one. Here's Kinder way out on the left wing. He'll put it on the deck, brings it across the head of the key. McCullough down in the right block to Goss, draws a double team, kicks to McCullough, into the hands of Booth, back to McCullough. He works right side, jump stop, floats it from the right baseline, no offensive rebound, and put back good for Ethan Booth. Well, when you got a player like Booth, if you're Staunton, just get it up on the glass or on the rim somehow and let him go to work. 10-3, Dogs lead. Here is Sladen in the corner. Wells, two in a row. Yes, sir. Jake Wells, back-to-back triples. And it's 10-6, Staunton, and Ty Locks wants a timeout. 3:08 for the opening quarter, a mini run from Wood River. The Staunton lead is 4-10-6. We'll come back to Carlindville following these messages on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, Bulldogs run a lob play to Booth on the baseline, covered well as Ethan pulls the ball down, but then has to kick it out. Wood River did a good job to bottle that up. Ray out between the circles now. CHS in big block, red letter into midcourt with the Cavaliers soar through the heart of the sea as Booth spins middle, too strong off the heel, and the rebound down to the Oilers. Javion Anderson has checked in, a 5'8 senior for Wood River, and his first pass is tipped and stolen. He tried to lob it into the corner, and Kyle McCullough did a nice job of reading that, the anticipation, and comes up with the steal, the fourth turnover against Wood River. Ray way out on the left wing, thought about it momentarily, now back between the circles. 2-3 zone right now for Wood River. Goss runs the baseline, Booth underneath, off the window, it's good. He gets that deep of position, it is over. 12-6, Staunton with the lead, 2:05 first quarter. Bulldogs have looked real crisp offensively. Good ball movement and getting wide open looks. That pass is tipped and stolen. McCullough, another steal. He lost the handle as he got poked away from behind, but goes right to Booth. He's been Johnny on the spot here in the opening quarter. 105 seconds for quarter number one. Frank Goss leaves it off for McCullough. Into the hands of Kinder, back to McCullough. Ray on the right wing. Back to Kyle McCullough. They swing it with Kinder left wing. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. 12-6 Staunton. Kinder bounce past the Booth on the baseline. Draws a double. Skip pass to Ray. Open for three. Left it short. Rebound to Kinder. Lost it. Goss picks it up and Staunton can reset. Down to Kinder on the right block. Spins baseline off the window. Rattled out. And the rebound down to Wood River. Oilers fortunate there. A long possession for Staunton ends with no points. 65 seconds, first quarter, 12-6, Dogs lead. Oilers have the ball. Javion Anderson lost the handle out of bounds. That's three straight turnovers on Wood River. Spencer Sladen to the table. He will check back in. Ryan Dawson, a 6'4 junior, at the table. And coming out, Anderson and Harden. 1 minute to play, first quarter. 6 points in the quarter for Booth, 4 points for Goss, two for Kinder. Here's Ray on the left wing, out to McCullough, into the hands of Frank Goss. on the baseline. Booth, another deep post position, has to go underneath for the reverse layup this time, and he's fouled. Well, he's catching that ball right under the hoop. Can't get any deeper than that. Fourth foul on Wood River. They'll get the personal on Ryan Dawson. He just checked in. Free throw for Booth is good. 7 first quarter points for Ethan Booth. He was good last year. He has improved from a year ago. That free throw is good. 8 first quarter points for Ethan Booth. Jacob Futrell, a 6'6 junior, into the contest. Kinder will get a breather. 45 seconds, first quarter clock running, 14-6 Staunton. Sladen into the front court with the pass to Wells. Jake Wells, 2 threes, account for the only Wood River points. Can he make it 3 in the quarter? Nope, that was deep and short. Rebound, though, to the Oilers. And Allen, he gets it in the heart of the lane to Dawson. His follow won't go, and the rebound down to Ethan Booth. One of the rare second opportunities for Wood River. Staunton can hold for the final shot. 20 seconds for the quarter. 14-6, Bulldogs with the lead and the ball. Frank Goss on the right wing, back between the circles to Ray. Left wing to Kyle McCullough. Back to Ray. Left wing to McCullough. 10 seconds for the quarter. Right wing with Goss. Skip pass to McCullough. High post to Booth. Diagonal pass down low to Futrell. Tipped out off of Jacob. Last touch by Staunton. It'll be Wood River ball with 3.5 seconds for the quarter. No full court pressure for Staunton. Ty Locke's now saying get up near midcourt. Wood River will roll the ball. 3/4 court. Wells. Volleyball spike line at the horn. No. And after one quarter, it is Staunton 14, Wood River 6. You're listening to the 54th annual Carthageville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI. 14-6, Staunton with the lead. They get the basketball to start the second quarter as Goss has it in the right corner. He's on the floor with Ray, McCullough, Booth, and Kinder. Brent has it on the right baseline, kicks it out to Ray in the left corner to McCullough. Dribble drive baseline, pulls up outside the lane, floats it up and in. Kyle McCullough has his first bucket, and the lead is 10 for Staunton, their biggest of the night. And we got a travel out front on Wood River. Spencer Sladen shuffled his feet, 7th Oilers turnover. 8 first quarter points for Ethan Booth, 4 for Frank Goss, 2 for Brent Kinder, then a bucket by McCullough. Here in the second quarter, Dogs were 3 of 4 from the foul line, hit 1 3. Wood River did not attempt a foul shot and hit 2 threes to account for their only points in the opening 8 minutes. High post to Booth, kicks to Goss. He's open for 3, left it short, and the rebound down to Wood River. Ahmad Allen wants to push. 1-on-2, straight down the heart of the lane, stripped, gets it back, and floats it up and in. Ahmad Allen has his first bucket. Just pure determination that time from the 5'11 junior. 16-8, Staunton leads, 7 minutes for the first half. On the right wing with McCullough. Down in the heart of the lane to Booth, put it on the deck, knocked away, got it back, deflected it off to Frank Goss. Skip pass to McCullough, off to Ray. Couple feet behind the line, lets it fly, rattled out. Rebound, tip, good for Frank Goss. 6 for Goss, no one blocked out the 6'3 junior, and he's able to put it up and in on the offensive rebound. 18-8, Staunton. 6:35 first half. Bulldogs in that 3-2 zone. On the left elbow, Merritt with the catch. He'll rise up from the foul line, off the heel too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Booth underneath. He will give it off to Ray. Devin will slow it up now and jog it across the timeline. Ray off to McCullough. Left wing now to Kinder, right back to McCullough. Right side of the floor to Devin Ray. They're going to run a lob to Kinder. Off the window, it's good from the left side. Brent Kinder has 4 off the beautiful lob from Devin Ray. And with that, Steve Flowers needs a timeout. 6:11 to play first half. Staunton leading Wood River 20-8. You're listening to the 54th annual Carthageville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Following the Wood River timeout, Oilers have the basketball down by a dozen. 6 minutes to play first half. On the right wing with Harden. Booth almost got his hands on that basketball. Dangerous cross-court pass, and they're going to get Ray on the foul. He was about a half step behind, or else he would have had a steal and a run out. His second personal foul, second team foul on the Dogs. Actually, check that. They gave the first foul of the game to Kinder, not Ray. So it's 1 on Kinder, 1 on Ray as the Oilers miss another shot right at the front of the rim. Rebound down to Ray. Here's Kinder on the left wing. Leaves it off for Goss. Back to Ray on the right wing with McCullough. Left wing now with Goss. Top of the key to Ray. 2-3 zone for Wood River. Staunton showing the patience. Skip pass, McCullough right wing back to Ray. On the left wing with Goss. Another skip pass to McCullough. Tried to slip it down to Kinder on the baseline. Deflected by Wells off the underside of the rim. Picked up by Wood River and Ryan Dawson. Here's a skip pass against the 3-2 zone of Staunton. That skip pass so important, but it's got to be a firm pass. That cross-court pass stolen by Ray. Off to Kinder. Left-hand layup good. 6 for Brent Kinder. 22-8 Staunton. 5:05 for the first half. 8th Wood River turnover. That one led to a run out. Here's Allen. Kicks it. 3 ball for Harden, left short, and the long rebound out to McCullough. He's quickly into the front court. Skip pass to Goss on the left baseline to Kinder. Right back to Frank Goss. Out between the circles to Ray. On the right wing, McCullough. Skip pass Goss. Thought about the 3. Instead, off to Ray it goes. Kyle McCullough has it on the right wing. Bounce pass, high post to Booth. He draws 3 defenders, off to Goss. Ray has it now in the left corner. McCullough in the right corner. Skip pass to Ray. Bounce pass on the left block to Kinder. Brent rises up, left it short. Offensive rebound Booth, and he's hammered. 2 free throws for Ethan Booth. Just another nice, patient possession for Staunton. Boy, that is frustrating when you're sitting in a 2-3 zone like that and you're just getting worked sideline to sideline. Good, quick ball movement with the skip pass mixed in as Booth misses the free throw. He's now 2-3 from the line. That last foul on Jake Wells, his 2nd. We've seen that a number of times from Staunton tonight. With the patience, then it leads to either an easy bucket or a trip to the foul line. Free throw for Booth, good. Ethan gets 1 out of 2. He has 9 points for the ball game. 23-8, Dogs in control, 4:20 first half. Staunton's gone man-to-man now. They're out of that 3-2 zone. Up top with Andrew Olliger, who's checked in. Here's a dribble drive from Ahmad Allen. That's blocked at the rim, picked up off the floor by Ray. Devin, cross-court pass to Kinder. Brent, 1 bounce, and he's fouled. Almost got the and one, but it would not crawl over the front of the rim. 6th team foul on Wood River. 2 free throws for Brent Kinder, the 6'2 senior. He will get Ryan Dawson on the personal. Staunton led 14-6 after 1. They're up 23-8 right now. First free throw for Kinder is good. 7 points for Brent Kinder. 5 of them here in the 2nd quarter. The lead has grown to 16 for Staunton, the tournament's top seed. That free throw is too strong, and the rebound belongs to Wood River and Ryan Dawson. Dawson, the 6'4 junior, into the front court. In the corner it goes to Evan Merritt. Leaves it off for Antonio Harden. He's trapped in the right corner. Almost lost the handle out of bounds, but he's able to regather. 3:45 first half. Trying to feed the post down to Olliger, and we're going to get a turnover. They're going to say that Harden stepped on the sideline, making that entry pass. 9th Oiler turnover. Javion Anderson returns. Harden will sit. And Spencer Sladen back on the floor for Wood River, replacing Ahmad Allen. 24-8 Staunton, 3:40 for the first half of play. Carthenville and Litchfield coming up next here on FM 106. It's day 2 of the Carthenville Holiday Tournament, nearing completion. We'll be right back at it tomorrow. First game tips at noon. Live coverage picks up at 6 o'clock tomorrow night here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. That pass to Kinder on the cut bounced off his shoulders, but right back to him. Now the ball is picked up off the floor by the Oilers. 7th Staunton turnover. Right down the heart of the lane goes Sladen, and he draws the foul. Free throws for Spencer Sladen. They'll be the first free throws of the night for Wood River. They'll get McCullough on the personal, his 1st. Spencer Sladen, 5'9 junior, at the charity stripe. The lefty for Wood River. A couple of bounces, a spin, and the toss is good. Sladen's 1st point, 24-9 Staunton. Are Staunton and Calhoun headed for a collision course in the championship game on Monday? We'll see. Calhoun's already 2-0 as Sladen knocks down both tosses. Staunton looking to move to 2-0 with a win here tonight against Wood River. They're up 14, facing full court pressure. Kinder breaks it with a nice pass in the middle. He's trapped out near midcourt, gets it off to Goss, now into the hands of Ray, and Staunton can reset inside of 3 minutes for the first half. Wood River still in that 2-3 zone. McCullough and Ray out front. They're going to run a lob to Kinder. Off the window, it's good. That's the second time they've ran that play, and it's the second time it has worked. We saw him run that lob yesterday as well, so that's a confident go-to play for Ty Locks and Staunton here in the early part of the season. That pass is through the hands in the high post and turned over. 10th Oilers turnover. Ray, 4-3. Missed it short. Rebound hits the floor in the heart of the lane. Picked up there by Wood River and Spencer Slayton. Coast to coast rejected by Booth at the front of the rim. Outlet to Frank Goss. He's got numbers if he hurries. Dumps it to Kinder. Nice ball fake. Blew the layup, though, as the defender flew over his backside. Goes out to Goss, and Frank knocks it down for 15. 8 points for Frank Goss. Kinder threw a pump fake that time. Ryan Dawson jumped over his back as Kinder bent down, and as he flew by, Kinder just had too much on the shot. That attempt from Ollinger at the foul line bounces off the heel of the rim, up and touches the guide wire, so that'll belong to Staunton. Goss out. Zachary DeFries, a 6'4 senior, onto the floor for Staunton. 28-10 Bulldogs, a minute 50 for the first half. This has been a very complete effort from the Bulldogs here through the first almost two quarters. Ray on the right wing. Back between the circles to McCullough. Here's Kinder, right back to McCullough. Top of the key, Ray on the right wing. Devin thought about the three. Instead, he puts it on the floor. Goes nowhere. Back to McCullough. Kyle, top of the key, off to Ray. This time, Devin takes the three, left it short. Rebound tapped around to Freeze. Corrals it out near midcourt for the Bulldogs, and they can reset 80 seconds for the first half. They're up by 18. Kinder, skip pass to Ray. Devin Ray. Bounced it once, picked it up on the baseline to DeFries. Tries to lob it down to Booth through three Oilers defenders, ill-advised. 8th, Staunton turnover. Here comes Ryan Dawson. Dawson turns the corner, cut off the baseline by Booth, loses his footing, and as he's falling out of bounds, just throws it back into the play, picked up there by Staunton and McCollum. Here's Kyle, and he throws it to no one in particular. He thought Dwight Moore, one of our officials, was an eligible receiver. He was not. Out of bounds it goes. 9th, Staunton turnover. McCullough had a smile on his face as he was walking back to the defensive end of the floor. Sometimes that happens. You see something out of the corner of your eye, you let it fly, and then you wish you had the old string on the ball to pull it back. 45 seconds for the first half. On the attack, Wells missed it with the left hand, gets the follow, missed it with the right hand, and the rebound down to Kinder for Staunton. 35 seconds first half, 28-10 Dawgs. Kinder off to McCullough. Staunton will hold for the final shot here, one would presume. Half a minute for the first half. Wood River extending that 2-3 zone. Booth left free at the foul line. Fires and hits. Ethan Booth, 11 first half points. 30-10, Staunton. Clock running, 15 seconds first half. Here's Anderson off the window from the left baseline, too strong. Tapped around, back to Anderson with 10 seconds. He brings it out to the volleyball spike line with 8. Has it poked away from behind with 5. Here comes McCullough with 3. Kinder, layup at the horn, rattled out. McCullough's follow will not go. And Staunton missed a golden opportunity to cash at the end of the first half. A dominating first half from Staunton nonetheless. After two quarters, it is Staunton 30, Wood River 10. You're listening to the 54th Annual Carletonville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. The Oilers will get the basketball to start quarter number 3, and here we go, a 20-point lead for the Dawgs. They're back in that 3-2 zone to start the third quarter. We saw them go man at the end of the first half as Frank Goss going to be called for a block, but Ty Locks, he likes that because at least Goss cut off that baseline. Not all fouls are bad. Coaches don't mind some fouls, and those types of fouls right there they will live with. Here's an air ball from Wells out of the corner, but it goes right to Allen. Here's Harden for a try, no, from the right corner. Rebound tapped around. Ray fighting 3 different Oilers. Devin to the ground. Can't come up with the basketball as he chases it all the way to the backcourt. That's great hustle. Now it's jarred loose by McCullough. Picked up by Goss. He lost it into the hands of Merritt. His layup won't go. Evan gets it back, yes. Evan Merritt has his first bucket. Pure hustle that time on both sides. Bodies all over the deck, and eventually the ball squirts free to Evan Merritt. Oilers showing full court pressure. McCullough able to break. Off to Booth. Off the window. It's good. Woodiver sold out in the backcourt that time, and once McCullough was able to beat it with the dribble, Booth was all alone on the left block. 20-point lead again for Staunton. 7 minutes, third quarter. Here's Wells. Pulls up from 15 off two dribbles. No, and the rebound down to Kinder. He will leave for Devin Ray. Ray across the timeline between the circles. Man-to-man defense for the Oilers. They can't sit in that zone, down 20. Here's Goss in the right corner, and away from the ball, we've got a block and a foul. It's on Staunton. That's going to be an offensive 10th turnover, first foul of the half, and they're going to get Devin Ray with the personal, his second. Carthenville-Litchfield coming up next here on FM 106. Second night here at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. On the attack, Spencer Sladen leaves it back for Jake Wells. Wells way out in the left wing. Left-hand pass off the bounce, middle of the lane to Allen, rejected in there by Booth. Picked up off the floor by Ray. Devin lobs it down to Booth, and he is hit on the catch. He got smacked right across the head from Spencer Sladen that time. First on Sladen, second on the Oilers. Here in the half. Baseline out of bounds, Kinder. Out front with Devin Ray, into the hands of McCullough on the baseline with Booth. Gets around his defender, looking for the pass to Goss, deflected off of Goss's leg, then off an Oiler leg out of bounds, and it will stay with Staunton. We've had a couple different pinball situations tonight. Baseline out of bounds, Ray, no look passing to Kinder, but it was stolen by Merritt. He's on the baseline though, and it'll stay with Staunton. Good idea from Devin Ray that time, but good anticipation from Evan Merritt to stay right at home on the backside. In the right corner, it goes to Frank Goss. Across the floor, dangerous pass finds its way home to McCullough. Into the hands of Devin Ray. On the right wing to Goss. Frank Goss, top of the key to McCullough. Bounce pass to Booth at the right elbow. He draws a crowd, keeps the dribble alive. He's going to rise up from 15. Off the heel and down for Ethan Booth. Hit right off the back of the rim and just died there and went home. 15 for Booth, 34-12, Staunton. If you don't got a soft touch, you don't get that bounce. Here's Wells, corner pocket three, left it short. Offensive rebound, the Oilers and Sladen. And then his outlet pass is turned over. 14th Wood River turnover. Into the hands of Brent Kinder for Staunton. He leaves it off for Kyle McCullough. Between the circles to Ray. Off to McCullough in the triple threat position out at the volleyball spike line. Right side of the key with Ray. Booth working hard down in the left block now, battling with Merritt. Man-to-man for the Oilers and a carrying violation on Brent Kinder. 11th turnover on Staunton. 5-10, third quarter. Bulldogs in control, leading 34-12. Boys games earlier today saw Gillespie beat Bunker Hill 62-57 and Calhoun took care of Hillsborough 53-25. Sladen lets a three ball go, and as soon as it went out of his hand, he was chasing after it. He knew it was off, and it clanked off the left side of the backboard, picked up there by Staunton. The shooter always knows. Oh, backdoor Ray. Kinder, layup good. Beautiful. 11 points for Brent Kinder. They caught Wood River on the overplay that time. 36-12 Staunton, 4:40. Third quarter, here's Sladen. He's going to be called for traveling. I was about to say he got away with steps, but he did not. 15th Wood River turnover. He just lost the handle on the ball as he went to make the pass, and as a result, he took a couple of extra steps with the basketball. Carson Reif checks in, 6'1 sophomore for the Oilers. As he replaces Sladen. 36-12 Staunton. Aaron Cruz control. Cruz passed Bunker Hill yesterday, 39-14. 36-12 right now, similar score, but still 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Those 14 points allowed yesterday, the fewest in the history of the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. 14 points in a boys' varsity game. Hard to fathom. Here's Kinder on the left wing. Drives the baseline. Missed it. A little too powerful that time with the rebound down to the Oilers. Here comes Wells coast to coast, and he's hit at the rim and fouled. Two free throws for Jake Wells. They'll get McCullough on the personal. Team's third foul, second on McCullough, sends Jake Wells, a 6 foot junior, to the free throw line. Wells, 2 3 balls in the game, now knocks down the free throw. He has 7 points. Halfway through the third quarter, 36-13 Staunton. Make it 36-14 as Wells gets both free throws. No full court pressure for the Oilers. They'll fall back into a three-quarters court. trapping situation here. Ray takes his time, still in the backcourt, across the floor to McCullough. Kyle crosses midcourt in the middle of the floor. Very smart. Kinder in the left corner. Keeps the bounce alive, has it poked away. He will let it go out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Bulldogs. 3:44 for the third. Staunton will have it in the front court, stage side. Harden out, and Javion Anderson returns for the Oilers. Devin Ray gets it in the left corner to Goss, falling out of bounds, tried to throw it off of a Wood River leg, did, but it deflected back into play. Here comes Wood River. Anderson has that pass tipped, goes over the Oilers bench out of bounds. It'll stay with East Alton, Wood River. 36-14. Staunton with the lead. Wood River has the ball. Evan Merritt kicks it back to Ahmad Allen. Allen gets into the paint, down two. Wells off the window. It's good for Jake Wells. 10 points for Wells. 20-point lead for Staunton, 36-16. Full court pressure now, 2-1-2 press, and Staunton handles with ease. Kinder across the timeline after one pass. On the left wing, Brent Kinder turns the corner, top of the key now, on the right wing with Devin Ray. Here's Booth, 17-footer straight on, yes, for Ethan Booth. 17 points for Booth, 38-16 Staunton. But when he's knocking down that 15-17-foot shot, he becomes an absolute handful. Here's Wells on the attack, had to bring it back out as McCullough had good defense. Now Kyle gets his hands on that basketball and forces the 16th Wood River turnover. The Bulldogs fouled, bringing it out. For the Oilers, that will go on Jake Wells, his third, team's second. 2:40, quarter number three, 38-16. Staunton led 14-6 after one, 30-10 at the half, 38-16 now. McCullough, Goss, down to Kinder. Don't know how that pass got through. Brent, no. Follow. Kinder gets it back. He is trapped on the baseline and fouled. He was surrounded by three Oilers. It'll be Staunton ball on the baseline in the front court. Third team foul on Wood River, and they'll get the first personal on Evan Merritt. Staunton ball on the baseline. Devin Ray gets it in to Booth. Off to Kinder. Right back to Ray in the right corner. Open for three. Missed it too strong. Rolls across the top of the backboard. Picked up by Booth. He lost it. Goss had it. He lost it. And now the Oilers have it with Jake Wells right down the floor. Left-hand layup, no. Rebound down to Kinder. He will slow it up now. Leaves it back for McCullough. 2 minutes, third quarter. 38-16 Staunton. On the right wing with Kyle McCullough. Down on the block to Booth. Ethan draws a crowd of defenders. Kicks to McCullough. Goss, left side of the key, open, 4-3, too strong. Offensive rebound, Kinder, follow, no, but Brent will have free throws as he winds up on the ground. Fourth foul on Wood River, and they're going to get Carson Reif with his first personal. Brent Kinder at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from the stripe. He has 11 points, the 6'2 senior. Free throw is off the heel, too strong. Kinder rocking the mullet for Staunton. 108 seconds for the third quarter. Devin Ray, he's got a full beard. Does the 5'11 senior. Free throw for Kinder, no. Booth almost got the rebound, but a good block out by the Oilers underneath. That was Andrew Oliger. 100 seconds, quarter number three. A 22-point lead for Staunton. Bounce pass, high post. Oliger, one dribble, turns, faces, and knocks it down. Oilers did a good job that time of finding the soft spot in that 3-2 zone right at the free throw line. 38-18, Ray comes into the front court, middle of the floor to Kinder. Brent spins away from trouble, leaves it off for McCullough. A minute 15 for the third. Here's Ray. In the left corner it goes to Kinder. Brent Kinder, dangerous pass to McCullough, then a touch pass to Booth. Ethan is hounded there, almost had it poked away from behind. Gets it away to Kinder. Brent Kinder, between the legs, out at the volleyball spike line, being checked by Javion Anderson and the Oilers man-to-man. McCullough turns the corner, kicks out to Booth. One dribble, pulls up, 18-footer, left it short. Rebound to the Oilers, 50 seconds for the quarter. 38-18. Oh, what a pass from Allen right down the middle of the lane. That goes to Oliger, who lays it up. And in, he has 4 points, both in the quarter. Both field goals in the quarter, I should say. 38-20, Staunton. Clock running, 35 seconds for the third quarter. Ray, dangerous pass and turned over. A little sloppy here for Staunton at the close. Anderson, coast to coast, up and down for the easy deuce. Javion Anderson has Wood River on a mini little run here, 38-22 Staunton, as McCullough knifes through defenders and then throws it away as Kinder just took his eyes right off that pass, brushed off the top of his shoulder and out of bounds. 15 seconds for the third quarter. Chance for Wood River to possibly get it down to 13. They were down by 20 at the half. Trailed by as many as 22 here in the quarter. 5 seconds for the third. Here is Wells with two. Going to have to get it up. Left corner, good if it goes. Air ball. After three quarters, it is Staunton, 38. Wood River, 22. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville for the 54th annual Carlinville Holiday Tournament, day two of pool play here at Carlinville, as the Bulldogs of Staunton leading Wood River 38-22. Staunton 1-0 in pool play. Wood River 0-1 in pool play. Staunton beat Bunker Hill yesterday. Wood River lost to Gillespie. Here's McCullough on the attack. Leads for Kinder. Stripped out of there by Reef, but Carson's on the baseline. It'll stay with the Dogs. Wood River won the third quarter 12-8. The problem is they were down 20 at the half. Here's Kinder out front to Ray. Ball fakes the three, left side of the key. Here's Goss on the right wing. Frank puts it on the deck, cut off there, pivots around, he's in trouble. Across the floor to McCullough. Leaves it for Ray, back to Goss on the right block Booth. Power bounce, goes up, draws the foul. Free throws for Ethan Booth. Carson Reef went to meet him and challenge him at the rim. And the 6'1 sophomore will be called for the foul. You give him an A for effort, no doubt. That's a tall order trying to meet Booth at the apex. Free throw for Ethan is good. 18 now for Ethan Booth. 39-22 Staunton. Second toss for Booth is short. And the rebound to the Oilers. Carlinville Litchfield coming up next here on FM 106. Gary Boker will have the call there. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Spotlight on sports and then Sports Saturday at 9:02. Olliger on the attack, no, and the rebound down to Staunton. Booth tried a underhand shovel pass to Kinder from about 15 feet, tipped and stolen by Wood River. Here come the Oilers with Jake Wells. He leaves it off for Javion Anderson. Top of the key, Reef for three, left it short, and McCullough with the rebound for Staunton. And we're right back here at Carlinville tomorrow night with live coverage beginning just in front of 6 o'clock. Right here on FM 106. There's a hand check out front on Wood River. That will be their 6th team foul. They'll get the first personal foul on Javion Anderson. Sideline out of bounds for Staunton. A little bit of jawing going out there, I guess, between Ray and Anderson. So one of the officials comes over and tells him to cut it out. Substitution, Spencer Slayton at the table for Wood River, and somebody just got teed up. I think it was Javion Anderson. He was being checked out of the game, and he had something to say as he was walking towards the bench. And our buddy Lane is very happy. He got his technical foul. Lane is happy. Yeah, Lane always likes the technical fouls. So Javion Anderson was warned for the drawing with Devin Ray, and then he had something else to say, and he got teed up. Ethan Booth knocks down the first technical. He has 19 points. Second free throw for Booth. Yep, give him 20. Makes it 41-22, and it will be Staunton ball out of bounds. I was talking with a group of officials in the hospitality room earlier today, and we were just talking about technicals and those types of things. And the consensus among most officials is, I don't want to tee anybody up. I try to go out of my way to give coaches and players as much leeway as I can to not have to give a technical. So the point is, if someone gets teed up, they earned it. 6:38 for the ball game. 41-22 Staunton. Goss in the right corner. Tried to throw it down to Booth. Too tall for him, but they're going to get a foul on Olliger. He must have had a forearm right in the back of Booth, which did not allow him to elevate to make that catch. That puts Wood River over the limit on their seventh team foul and sends Booth back to the free throw line. He's got 20 points tonight after he scored 23 in the win yesterday. Toss, good. 21 for Ethan Booth. Back to a 20-point lead for Staunton. Calhoun already 2-0 in pool play. They beat Hillsborough today 53-25 as Booth gets the second free throw as well. He has 22. Calhoun won this tournament last year. They win tomorrow. They'll play for the title again this year. There's a hand check out there on Kyle McCullough of Staunton, his third, team's fourth. 6:29 for the ball game. Out front with Spencer Slade. Calhoun will play Carthenville tomorrow. That'll be one of our broadcast features at 6 as hanging and hitting is Andrew Olliger. He's had a nice second half here for the Oilers. 6 points off the bench. So Calhoun against Carthenville tomorrow. Staunton faces Gillespie tomorrow. Those will be our broadcast features on your Saturday. And the way it looks right now is the free throw is no good and the rebound down to Frank Goss. But if Calhoun and Staunton both win tomorrow, as it stands now, that will be our boys' championship matchup come Monday night. Boy, that'd be fun to see Ethan Booth going against the size of Eberlin and Nelson for Calhoun. Kinder on the attack, draws the foul. They're going to get Jake Wells with the personal, his fourth. It's not very often in our area, the teams that we cover, that you get to see potentially 6'8", 6'7", on one team, 6'5", on the other team. That does not happen a whole heck of a lot. Be a lot of fun if we get it. Kinder's free throw is good. No guarantee we do, though, because Gillespie is also 2-0. And you got Staunton and Gillespie, those natural rivals, basically a de facto semifinal, come tomorrow night. That game will have some intensity to it. Second free throw rattles home for Kinder. It's been a while since Staunton and Gillespie played a basketball game with a trip to a championship on the line. 45-24 Dogs inside of 6 minutes for the ball game. Carthenville Litchfield coming up next. Here's Spencer Slayton left alone for three, missed it. And on the rebound, Goss is fouled by Ahmad Allen. Will walk to the other end for free throws on the ninth team foul committed by Wood River here in the second half. Second personal foul on Ahmad Allen. It'll be Frank Goss at the charity stripe. Goss tonight has 8 points. He's 1 of 2 from the foul line. The 6'3 junior. Toss. No good. Stays 45-24 Staunton. As Goss lines up his second toss. That's off the heel and down. Staunton's got a couple of nice shooters bounces here tonight at Carthenville. On the attack, Slayton goes right into the chest of Booth and draws the foul. And Ty Locks wants a timeout. 5:41 for the ball game. Staunton 46, Wood River 24. You're listening to the 54th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Following the timeout, the foul by Ethan Booth has put Spencer Slayton at the free throw line. He back rims the free throw. He'll get a second toss. There was a little bit of confusion there if it was a 1-and-1 or a 2-shot foul, as Olliger and Goss both went after the rebound, but nobody else moved. Spencer Slayton's second free throw. The lefty's toss is short. He overcorrected that time, and the rebound picked up by Frank Goss. Frank Goss has played hard here tonight. Point-wise, he has 9, but boy, he's done a lot of good things for the Bulldogs here against Wood River. 46-24, that's a dangerous pass from McCullough. He was looking for Goss. He was blanketed on that sideline. Ball deflected out, and they're going to get a foul on Jake Wells, and that is his fifth. He has fouled out. More free throws for Staunton and Frank Goss. Bulldogs have been living at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They don't have a field goal in the quarter. It's 8 free throws. They are 8 of 10 at the free throw line. Just in the fourth quarter alone. Toss for Goss. Good. 10 for Frank Goss. Makes it 47-24 Staunton. Goss's second free throw headed home. Off the heel too strong, and the rebound belongs to Kinder for Staunton. Off the window, no. Booth crashes the glass, keeps it alive, kicked out of there by Wood River. It'll stay with Staunton. That certainly has been one of the themes here tonight, the offensive rebounding for Staunton. And on the other side, their defensive rebound has been very good, limiting Wood River to one look. Booth from the left corner down to Frank Goss, who had his defender sealed off beautifully. Goss has a dozen. 49-24 Staunton. Spencer Slayton, top of the key. Left elbow it goes to Carson Reif. He will fire, left it short. Rebound comes right back to him at the free throw line. Attacks middle, off the window too strong. Goss with the rebound for Staunton. Off to McCullough. He's in the backcourt having a little bit of trouble. Gets around his defender. Throws it down right at the front of the rim to Kinder, who lays it up and in. 15 for Brent Kinder. Nobody was back for Wood River as they were selling out, going for the steal. And I don't really know how McCullough saw Kinder, but he just threw it up and it went right into the lap of Kinder. 17th turnover now on Wood River as the Dogs on the attack again. Devin Ray, top of the key with Booth on the left wing with McCullough. Into the hands of Brent Kinder. 420 for the ball game. 51-24 Staunton. McCullough down low to Booth. Deep position. Reverse layup is good for Ethan Booth. He has 24. You're not stopping that. 53-24. Staunton leads halfway through the fourth. Here's Slayton off to Ahmad Allen. He'll rise for three, top of the key, and he gets it to go. Ahmad Allen has 5 points. 53-27 Staunton. Garlandville Litchfield coming up next here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. McCullough on the left wing leaves it for Kinder. Brent Kinder gets all the way to the rim, but he's going to be called for steps. Took that little extra half step on his way to the rim. 16th Staunton turnover. Wood River with 17 turnovers, but when you're up 53-27, the turnovers don't seem to bug you quite as much. And it doesn't feel like Wood River has capitalized on a lot of the Staunton turnovers. The Bulldogs, conversely, have been able to turn the Wood River turnovers into points. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Mason Bumke is into the action for the first time. He goes to Reif. His pass goes right through the legs of Olliger. Picked up by Ray. Wraparound pass. McCullough lays it up and in. Kyle McCullough has his first bucket of the ball game. 55-27 Staunton. One more bucket here. We'll get a running clock the rest of the way. Staunton has just taken it to the Oilers from the opening tap. Turned over. Bad pass. Pressure out front. They tried a wraparound bounce pass, but it never got to the intended target. 19th turnover on Wood River. A bucket here, and it's a running clock. The final 3 minutes. Devin Ray in the backcourt. Gets a screen from Booth. Has the ball knocked away. Now Ray loses it. Lost his footing. Got to his feet. And then Ty Locks gets the timeout. 2:53 for the ball game. Staunton leading Wood River 55-27. We'll come back to the 54th annual Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. And you can always find the high school scores at WSMIRadio.com as well. Following the timeout, Staunton leading 55-27. 2:53 for the ball game. Stay tuned. Carlinville Litchfield coming up next. An important pool play game for both of those teams as they both lost yesterday. Ray handling out front, working on Harden on the right wing with Frank Goss. Goss drives the baseline, kicks it out to McCullough left wing. Kyle McCullough dribble drive out to Ray. 2.5 minutes on the right block with Booth. Ethan double team there, kicks out to McCullough. Kyle has his pass tipped, and he's to the floor, saves possession. Off to Booth. Ethan attacks and draws the foul. Great hustle from Kyle McCullough. He had the ball knocked away, but then he was the first to the floor, and a lot of times the first player on the floor is going to get rewarded. That foul on Wood River goes on Antonio Harden, his second. Free throw for Booth is good. 25 for Ethan Booth. Who's on like a Mike Tisdale scoring streak here to start this tournament. Second toss is no good. A lot of the rim and kicked out. 2:20 for the ball game. 56-27 Staunton. That ball's turned over, the 20th turnover by Wood River, as Kinder has it into the front court. He's trapped out near midcourt. He's going to use the pivot foot. Pass is tipped and eventually stolen. He was looking for Booth underneath the hoop. Too much pressure, though, by Wood River. 2 minutes, ball game. Here's a floater from Harden off the baseline. No, rebound down to Devin Ray for Staunton. Inside of 2 minutes for the ball game. 56-27. It's been all Staunton here tonight. Led 14-10 after one. 30-10 at the half as they go down low to Goss. Off the window, it's good for Frank Goss. He has 14. It was 38-22 after three, and it's now a running clock, the final 95 seconds. 58-27 Dawgs. Never a doubt here. Another turnover. Lazy entry pass stolen easily by Frank Goss. Wood River has had no answer for that Staunton 3-2 zone tonight. Dawgs went man briefly in the first half, but it's been predominantly that 3-2 zone, and it's given Wood River nothing but fits. Here's Booth on the right side of the key. Leaves it off for McCullough. Leaves it for Devin Ray. 65 seconds for the ball game. Ray, top of the key, on the right wing with McCullough. Kyle leaves it for Booth. Into the final minute. Booth on the dribble, leaves it back for Ray. Devin Ray finds Booth on the curl. The finger roll spun out. Ethan got it back, blocked from behind, and is pulled down by Wood River. Antonio Harden, nifty with the left-hand finish at the rim. He has his first points of the night. 58-29, Staunton. Out front with Kinder. Cross-court pass to Goss. Half a minute. He dribbles underneath the rim. Now kicks it back out to Ray. Staunton does not need to shoot again. 23 seconds for the ball game. Into the hands of Kinder. It'll be Staunton and Gillespie tomorrow night. That will be the 7:30 broadcast feature, and that is a true championship semifinal. The winner of the Bulldogs and the Miners tomorrow night will play for the championship on Monday. 8 seconds for the game. Staunton, a dominating wire-to-wire victory over East Alton Wood River, 58-29. The final. We'll come back and wrap up game number one. Get you set for game number two following these messages on WSMI. Staunton wins it tonight over Wood River, 58-29. The final is the Bulldogs, now 2-0 in pool play. Real happy to have their head coach, Ty Locks, with us right now. And, Coach, your first year on the job at Staunton, but, man, it seems like the kids have bought whatever it is you're selling.
Yeah, they have. We just come in and, I mean, we got a bunch of kids that have bought into what we're trying to sell, and that's basically get it done at the defensive end, you know. We try to hold teams under 30 points, and that's asking a lot, but that's our goal. If we can keep the score around 30s to 40s, we'll have a chance to win every night, and that's what we've done.
And with the kids you have on the floor, that 3-2 zone can really cause problems for people. One, you don't see it a lot, but you got a lot of athleticism out there.
We got a lot of length, and when we're out there playing, it comes out, it kind of looks like a 1-2-2, and then the ball goes to the corner. Sometimes it looks like a 2-3, sometimes it looks like a 1-2-2. We can give it different looks by putting Kinder up top or putting Booth up top, and then our wings do a good job of being long. And then sometimes it's tough to rebound out of that, and our kids have done a good job rebounding. Kinder does a great job from that top position coming down and rebounding, and you got a kid like Booth to rebound, and Goss has been rebounding the ball pretty well, so that helps out a lot.
Frank Goss and I made the comment during the game. At the point, I think he had 8 points. We made the comment. I said, he has 8 points, but, man, his fingerprints are all over this game.
Oh, he had a big – he kind of had a coming-out game. He's had a couple of games where he's played well, but he hasn't put the whole thing together. And tonight, the defensive end and the offensive end, I thought he really played well. I thought he kind of controlled the boards for us, banked in a three early, and that kind of got him going a little bit, I think. Yeah, he played really well for us.
And, of course, Ethan Booth, I mean, this kid, he was a known quantity – before the year, but man, he's gotten so much better.
Yeah, he put the time in this summer, and the thing about Ethan is he's just a very unselfish basketball player, and I've tried to preach to him, the more unselfish you are, the worse off we are. Yeah. You got to be selfish. You got to want to score, and he's did that. I said, if you can shoot the ball 15 to 20 times, we have a pretty good chance of winning. If you're shooting it less than 10 times, then you're just hurting our team, and I think our guys, Devin and Kyle and Brent, they know he's our go-to, and they do a great job of getting the basketball. Our guys after the game, none of them ever come in and want to know how many points they score. First thing they do is they come down like tonight, first thing, coach, did we give up 30 points? And whenever that's your first question you ask in the locker room, you got something good going.
And what I like is the whole team is into this. The kids at the end of the bench, they are up and they are making noise. And when one to the last kid on your roster are all pulling for the same thing, that's when you can have a special year.
And that happens when you got a special group of seniors, and the younger kids want to root for those kids because our seniors keep them included. They keep them included at practice. They talk to them. They joke around with them. You know, I don't think those kids feel like they're separate. I think they feel like they're a part of the team. And when that happens, then they want to cheer for those guys. And I mean, it helps out a lot. And one of the first things that happened whenever I took over Staunton, our very first open gym, as soon as open gym was over, every kid in the gym came up and fist bumped me. And I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. No, first thing. Second day, third day, fifth day, every single kid in the program comes up and fists me and Coach Al and says thank you. And I've never seen that before. And, I mean, it just kind of starts with our seniors and just kind of goes down the program. And when we look back one of these days at where our program is going to end up being, these five seniors are the ones that started it. And they're really setting a great example for the lower levels, and not just our freshman, sophomore, juniors, but our junior high kids, our third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders look up to these guys, and they want to grow up one day, and they want to be Ethan Booth.
Right.
I got a fifth grade son, and he comes home, he's like, Dad, do you tell Ethan to shoot it every day, or do you tell him? And I mean, he talks about those kids like they're role models, and that's how it should be.
Yeah.
When you're building a program, and those kids, they go over to Ethan's house all the time, and my son will drive by and say, hey, coach, I saw the guys out there. They're out there shooting today. They're out there playing. So, I mean, that's what you want. You want your younger kids to look up to our kids, and that doesn't always happen. But when you got a great group of seniors, all right, and they put the we before me, good things are going to happen.
Brent Kinder is one of those seniors. Man, he can really get off the floor. That backdoor lob play that you guys run, that is a beautiful play. I don't know how a team is going to defend it, because when Booth comes up, if you don't go with him, he's going to knock down a 15-footer all day on you.
Yeah, we got a couple counters off that. So, I mean, you either got to leave Booth, all right, or you got to stay with Kinder. And I don't think Kinder probably has gotten
Can he dunk?
Well.
He's up there. He looks close.
He tells me he can, but I haven't seen it in a game yet. Until you do it in a game, I don't really believe you can dunk. So I don't even think Booth can dunk, tell you the truth. I've never seen it in a game.
Ah, the challenge has been laid down, sir. But from a coach's perspective, if you go to dunk, you better make it.
You better make it, yeah. So,
well, Coach, as we sit here now, you are in the basic semifinal tomorrow night with Gillespie. You win, you're in the championship. What do you think the mood of your team is going to be tonight and leading into tomorrow?
I mean, they've got a lot to play for. And before we played our first game, we just kind of all sat there and kind of visualized what it'd be like to play for a championship in this tournament. And it all started with Bunker Hill, then it led in to tonight against Wood River, and now to go into Gillespie. And I mean, this is my first year here, but everything I hear, Staunton and Gillespie is a pretty good rivalry game. So I'm sure they're going to be up for trying to knock us off. They're 2-0, we're 2-0. We're both trying to reach the same goal, so it should be a heck of a battle tomorrow.
Ty Locks, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time,
Thanks
sir.
For having me. Anytime, right. I appreciate it.
Ty Locks, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. They beat Wood River 58-29. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main in Carthenville following these messages on WSMI.